Sharing Time. I Belong to the Church of Jesus Christ by Vicky F. Matsumori. And they who were baptized in the name of Jesus were called the Church of Christ. 3 Nephi chapter 26, verse 21. You belong to many groups. Can you name some? You belong to a family. You belong to a school. You may belong to a Cub Scout den or an Achievement Day group. You may belong to a sports team or a performance group. But one very special organization that you belong to is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. This organization is different from all the rest, and it is much more valuable because it is sacred. Every group, team, or organization has a leader. The leader might be a president or a coach or a teacher. In a family, it is usually a parent or guardian. In the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the leader is the Savior Himself. When Jesus Christ was on the earth, He organized His church. He called and ordained 12 that they should be with Him, and that He might send them forth to preach, and to have power to heal sicknesses. Mark chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. These 12 apostles were given the authority to govern the Church of Jesus Christ after He was gone. Today, the prophet and the apostles have the same priesthood or authority to govern His church that Jesus Christ gave His apostles when He lived upon the earth. When the apostles of His church today speak to you at General Conference or send messages through a stake president or a bishop, they represent the leader of this special organization to which you belong, the Church of Jesus Christ. The Church of Jesus Christ booklet. You may need assistance with this activity. To help you remember the words to the song, The Church of Jesus Christ, Children's Songbook, page 77, make this booklet. Remove page 33 from the magazine and mount it on heavy paper. Cut the solid line in the middle of the page, being careful not to cut any broken lines. Fold the page in half, long way. Then follow the diagrams to fold the pages into the booklet. On page 33 are 8 small pictures of the Savior, along with phrases from the song, I Belong to the Church of Jesus Christ. I belong to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I know who I am. I know God's plan. I'll follow Him in faith. I believe in the Savior, Jesus Christ. I'll honor His name. I'll do what is right. I'll follow His light. His truth I will proclaim. Sharing Time Ideas. 1. Help the children understand the important part they play as members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. President Hinckley said, "You who are members of this church must have a loyalty to it. This is your church. You have as great a responsibility in what you do as I have in what I do. It belongs to you just as it belongs to me." Ensign, January 2001, pages 9 and 10. Draw a body on a piece of paper and cut it into puzzle pieces. Place the pieces in a container, leaving one piece out. Have the children take turns choosing a puzzle piece and assemble the body. Ask what is wrong with the body. Have the children locate 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 14 through 20, and then help them read the scripture aloud together. Discuss its meaning and talk about how every member of the church is important. Add the final piece to complete the body. Sing The Church of Jesus Christ, page 77 in the Children's Songbook. Draw or trace a paper doll for each child to color and, on the back, write or draw something he or she can do to be a good member. Testify of the blessings you receive from your membership. 2. The New Testament teaches us about the church during Jesus' time on earth. Have the children learn about the church at that time by having them locate and read scriptures. Write the following scripture references in random order on one side of a chalkboard. Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. Mark chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, Mark chapter 12, verses 41 through 44, Luke chapter 22, verses 19 and 20, John chapter 5, verse 39, Acts chapter 5, verse 42, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 29, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. On the other side of the chalkboard, write these terms: baptism, prayer, priesthood, tithes and offerings, sacrament, scriptures, temple, baptism for the dead, apostles and prophets, and singing songs. Choose a scripture. Have the child locate it and read it aloud. Have another child draw a line from the reference to the correct phrase. Discuss how these aspects of the gospel are the same today. Sing songs about each one. 3. For younger children, post these gospel art kit pictures in random order around the room. John the Baptist baptizing Jesus, number 208. Baptism, number 601. Jesus healing the blind, number 213. Administering to the sick, number 613. The Last Supper, number 225. Passing the sacrament, number 604. Boy Jesus in the temple, number 205. Young couple going to the temple, number 609. Go ye therefore, number 235. Missionaries teach the gospel of Jesus Christ, number 612. Sing When Jesus Christ Was Baptized, page 102 in the Children's Songbook, and ask the children to locate the two pictures that deal with baptism, numbers 208 and 601. Invite two children to get the pictures and post them side by side on the chalkboard. Discuss how we learn about the church during Jesus' life when we read from the New Testament. Tell the account of John the Baptist baptizing Jesus and read Matthew chapter 3, verse 17 aloud. We can see that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has the same ordinance today. Repeat the process with other songs, pictures, and stories with scriptures, such as The Priesthood is Restored, page 89, Gospel Art Kit picture number 213 and 613, Mark chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, The Sacrament, page 72, Gospel Art Kit picture number 225 and 604, Luke chapter 22, verse 19. I Love to See the Temple, page 95, Gospel Art Kit picture number 205 and 609, Luke chapter 2, verse 46. I Want to Be a Missionary Now, page 168, Gospel Art Kit picture number 235 and 612, Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20. 4. Help the children understand how the apostasy changed the church. Use small boxes or blocks to build a building. As each child adds a block to the building, have him or her name something that existed in the Savior's church, and then all sing an appropriate song, such as Baptism, When Jesus Christ Was Baptized, page 102. Sacrament, Before I Take the Sacrament, page 73. Tithing, I Want to Give the Lord My Tenth, page 150. Temples, I Love to See the Temple, page 95. Priesthood, A Young Man Prepared, pages 166 and 167. Apostles, The Fifth Article of Faith, page 125. Prophets, Follow the Prophet, pages 110 and 111. Have the children read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20 aloud. As you explain how the apostasy caused division in the church, dismantle the building. Divide the blocks among several classes and have them use them to build smaller buildings. Explain how no single church had all of the same parts as the Savior's church. Help the children memorize Article of Faith, number 6. Sing the Sixth Article of Faith, page 126. Note, save the blocks for next month when you teach about the restoration. At that time, repeat the process of building the church in New Testament times. dismantling and building small buildings to represent churches after the apostasy. Then, help the children understand that we have the same principles and ordinances and priesthood offices as the church did in Jesus' day by rebuilding the original building to represent His church today. 5. Help the children understand the special calling of an apostle. Have them read Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 22. Discuss what these men were asked to do. Follow Jesus and be fishers of men. Discuss how these men followed Jesus. They straightway left their nets and followed Him. And what the phrases, follow me and fishers of men, mean to us. To help the children learn more about the men Jesus called to be apostles, make 12 slips of paper. On each slip, write the name of one of these men. On the back, write the Bible dictionary page number where information about that apostle can be found. Peter, page 749. James, page 709, number 1. John, page 715. Andrew, page 608. Philip, page 750, number 1. Nathaniel, page 737. Thomas, page 785. Matthew, page 729. James, page 709, number 2. Judas, page 719, number 4. Simon, page 775, number 2. And Judas, page 719, number 2. Place the slips in a container. Have a child from each class draw a slip from the container. The class then locates the information and some of the scriptures listed in the Bible dictionary about that apostle. Have each class present the information to the primary. The class may choose to read a scripture about that apostle as a choral reading. See Teaching No Greater Call, page 163. Or dramatize, see Teaching No Greater Call, page 166, a scene from that apostle's life. If the latter is chosen and the incident includes the Savior, have the teacher or a child hold a picture of him and quote his lines from the scriptures. If the Savior is portrayed, it must be done with the utmost reverence and dignity. Only people of wholesome personal character should be considered for the part. Only scriptures spoken by the Savior should be spoken by the person who portrays Him. Teaching No Greater Call, page 166. Have a child locate and read Disciple in the Bible Dictionary, page 657. Help the children understand that they can be disciples or followers of Jesus Christ. Sing Love One Another, pages 136 to 137. Challenge them to strive to be better disciples of Jesus Christ throughout the week. For a class presentation, have each member of the class locate information, see above, on one or more apostle. Then prepare a short report to share with the primary. During sharing time, display a picture of the Last Supper, Gospel Art Kit picture number 225. While the class members make their reports. With the help of the music leader, have the class help the primary learn the signing for Love One Another, pages 136 to 137. The teacher concludes by bearing testimony about the current apostles and their divine calling, about the importance of every child being a disciple or follower of Jesus Christ, or about the blessings of membership in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Number 6. Song Presentation. Explain that The Church of Jesus Christ, page 77, is a song of commitment to things the children know and do. Ask the children to count the number of times the word I or I'll is used in the song. Sing the song. Have the children hold up a finger for each I or I'll 10 times. Sing, stopping after each phrase to discuss what it means. Give each child a small piece of paper shaped like a brick or a stone and a pencil. Divide the primary into 9 groups Have each group illustrate one phrase, such as, I belong to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have each child in the group draw a picture on the brick or stone of something that shows their membership, such as being baptized or taking the sacrament or wearing a CTR ring. Ask the pianist to quietly play the song while the children draw. Invite each group to stand and show their pictures as they sing their phrase. Then have the children place their brick or stone pictures on a simple outline drawing of a house. Allow space for each child's picture in an area for his or her group's phrase. Have the primary sing the entire song again. Point to each section of the church that reminds the children of that phrase. Have each group stand as their phrase is sung. Number 7. Additional friend resources. Sharing time idea number 2, March 1999, page 43. The basics have not changed. September 1998, inside front cover. Ensign resources. At the Summit of the Ages, November 1999, pages 72 through 74. From the Beginning, November 1993, pages 18 through 20. Apostasy, Restoration, and Lessons in Faith, December 1995, pages 25 through 31. End of Sharing Time Ideas. End of Sharing Time. I belong to the Church of Jesus Christ.